Okay, thank you. Whew. For a second there, I thought this was going to be a really hard audience, but that was better. I have to tell a little story before we start. When Sophie was younger, and I had no idea that she was going to be here or come up here, Jesse, so it's not a plan. But when she was younger, she would say a lot of funny things. She still does. But one of the funny things she said when she was younger was she might say, "Okay, I'm going to bed. It's been a long day." And then she would go, "You get me?" And we'd be like, "Yeah." Or she might say, "I'm going to get ice cream because I love ice cream." "You get me?" And I mean, she would do her face just like that, and her sounds were just like that. Back then, it was super funny. I can tell it's not really having much of an effect this morning. But anyway, so "you get me" is a phrase that we use in a lot of different ways. Have you ever felt like you weren't being gotten by somebody else, or you weren't getting other people? Has that ever happened? She's like, "I'm not getting you right now, Miss Janie." Sophie's nodding her head yes.
I said it, so yeah, definitely.
Okay, true. So she said, "I said, you get me," so definitely she's felt not gotten before. Well, a couple of things. The God that made us, our Creator, because He made us and because He is everything, He knows us inside and out. He gets us. But what about each other? He gets us, but He kind of has a superpower, right, for that. Do we have that same superpower?
I'd like to think so.
You'd like to think so? I know I don't. I know I don't have the superpower of being able to get everybody. But what if we think about it like this? To get somebody else, do we have to understand them? Do we have to understand everything they do, everything they say, what makes them tick? Do you think we have to? I don't know. I feel like we use the phrase "understand someone" and "get someone" sort of interchangeably, but I really don't know that we have to understand each other to make maybe what you might call a heart decision to get each other. And I say that because I'm not sure everybody's gonna ever understand everybody. We're all so different. You think that's possible? No. And the good news is that's okay that we don't understand each other. We came from different places. We are different people in so many ways, but basically, deep down inside, we are all, I call us earthlings, we're all humans, and there's something incredibly the same, just by virtue of being a human. And there's a lot of value. I'm saying these words this way because I want to emphasize value. There's a lot of value to being okay with not understanding each other, but being willing to make a heart decision to get each other simply because we are all earthlings. And I'd like to tell you a story about a friend of mine who I met. Her name is Eleanor. We all have an Eleanor story. I'm sure of it. And I am probably somebody else's Eleanor story. I'm sure of that. I met Eleanor in a place where I go to get away, a place where I go to see beauty, to relax, and to not have to feel like I need to do something for someone else, to not feel like I am under any kind of stress. And I met her early on when I started going to this place, and it became clear very quickly that Eleanor was part of this package. And at first, because of the way Eleanor interacted with me, that time with her became a source of stress, a source of frustration. And the reason for that is, now imagine you're in your most peaceful place ever, ever, and you've kind of let yourself go, and suddenly, without warning, without any warning, you hear this, and I'm going to move the microphone away, okay? Jenny! And you hadn't seen a person yet, but you hear this, and it makes you jump completely out of your skin because you're in your place of what? Relaxation. You're in the zen moment. And then, Jenny! And so for a long time, I did not understand that. I did not understand why she didn't understand this was my zen place. And I began to be sort of annoyed and frustrated. And it would sort of ruin some of the time that I was spending. And it was, as it turns out, my own fault that some time was getting ruined. Because as I thought about it, prayed about it, and I think somebody else was probably praying for me, because one day it clicked. Eleanor was coming to me. She lived in that area. She was coming to me because she needed me to get her. That's all she needed. Just a few minutes of time for me to get her. I didn't understand a lot of what she did. I didn't understand a lot of how she sought me out and a lot of how she interacted. But she needed me to get her. And when I realized that, everything else just sort of disappeared. And when we had time together, it was just the two of us. And I was present with her. And I felt good about the interaction. And one of our last ones, when I was last down there, she came up, true Eleanor fashion, she came up to the house. I didn't hear her coming. It was pouring down rain. The rain was cold. And boom, there she was at the door, screaming my name with her little doggy and her TV remote in her hand. I let her in, drove her home, and all she needed was somebody to help her with the TV remote batteries. So I changed the batteries, and we talked, and she was making some plans to go to assisted living because she was, you know, getting a little older and having some medical problems. But we had a great interaction, hugged her, you know, she hugged me, and we said goodbye. About 3 weeks later, Eleanor died. And I don't tell you that to make it a real dramatic end to this story. I tell you that because it's real and it's the truth. And I'm so grateful that somebody prayed for me so that my Eleanor moments became more of what getting each other is really about. Value. Valuing each other. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for getting us and for equipping us with hearts that can expand and that can make a decision to get each other. Amen.